Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Center, WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450, Richland Center. It is 16 degrees. The time is 7 o'clock. An update is next, courtesy of Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consignment clothing for the whole family.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A massive snowstorm moving eastward, putting 60 million Americans under some sort of winter weather advisory. Washington, D.C. could get up to a foot of snow. And elsewhere, says ABC's Allison Kosick.
Treacherous road conditions across several states, including Missouri, Nebraska, and Indiana. Officials urging people to avoid travel. In Kentucky, downtown Louisville, a winter wonderland, with several inches already on the ground. A state trooper being treated for non-life-threatening injuries after his patrol car was hit on the highway.
The snow not expected to impede certification of the election results at the Capitol on this, the fourth anniversary of the violence that came after Donald Trump refused to accept the results of the 2020 election. President Biden is headed to New Orleans this morning, site of the deadly New Year's Day truck ramming. The president also signing an executive order banning oil drilling in more than 600 million acres of U.S. oceans. This is ABC News. Hollywood shining at the Golden Globes.
Amelia Perez.
The night belonged to Amelia Perez. The Spanish-language musical was the big winner at the Golden Globes Sunday, taking home four awards, including Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy. The Brutalist won three, including Best Motion Picture, Drama, and one for its star, Adrian Brody.
I will cherish this moment forever. Thank you.
Demi Moore took home her first ever Globe for her role in The Substance, giving a powerful acceptance speech.
You can know the value of your worth if you just put down the measuring stick.
And Wicked nabbed Best Cinematic and Box Office Achievement. Clips courtesy of the Golden Globes and Dick Clark Productions. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Starting in France today, the trial of former President Nicolas Sarkozy. He is accused of taking money from Libyan strongman Muammar Gaddafi to finance his 2007 presidential campaign. Sarkozy facing charges including corruption faces up to 10 years behind bars. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Okay, let's see a show of hands. Who's ready for the snow that's surely on its way? What? You haven't found winter coats, snow pants, or boots for your kids yet? Have you checked out the supply at the Creative Outlet? Don't wait too long, because at the resale prices, they won't last. Visit the Creative Outlet soon at 156 East Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Thanks for keeping your money local.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
I'll share with you forecast details for today coming up in a bit from WRCO Today. It is 16 degrees at 5 minutes after 7.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Boscobel, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
Get ready for some fun and support a great cause. The Richland Center Rodeo Committee is hosting its 11th annual 8-pin tab bowling tournament Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center. Featuring two shifts, the first at 11 and the second at 2. The cost to bowl will be just $15, and you can sign up at the Phoenix Center now. This exciting tournament is a vital fundraiser for the Rodeo Committee as it gears up for the 2025 Rodeo Finals happening June 13th through the 15th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Come out, have fun, and support the Richland Center Rodeo Committee. They thank you for your continued support. Again, the 8-pin tab bowling tournament, which is the 11th annual, will be held Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center with shifts at 11 and 2.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Today's high temperature, 24 degrees with north winds at 7 to 14. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy and chilly, a low of 8. Tuesday, partly cloudy and quiet with a high of 23. For Wednesday, partly sunny and staying cool with a high of 19. And Thursday, upper 20s. Upper 20s again on Friday. Right now, WRCO, it is 16 degrees. We can maybe think about it, reminisce about being out on a boat somewhere. Not ice fishing either. This is Old Dominion.
Yesterday, 'cause it was. And I was letting the sun and the rum just do what it does. I threw my phone in the water, little push off the dock. She was packing her bags, I was popping her top. Is she gone for the summer, gone for the night, gone for the weekend or the rest of my life? Was she laughing, was she crying as she walked away? I can't say. But I didn't care. And I was drunk as a skunk eating lunch with a cross-eyed bear. You've been there. And she was looking for something better than me. I was looking for nothing, just riding the breeze. And she gone for the summer, gone for the night, gone for the weekend or the rest of my life. Was she laughing, was she crying as she walked away? I can't say. I was on a boat that day, the river was rolling. I was getting my boat on, she was telling me so long.
it was yesterday, cause it was. And I still got a buzz. Is she gone for the summer? Gone for the night? Gone for the weekend or the rest of my life? Was she laughing? Was she crying as she walked away? I can't say. I was on a boat that day. The river was rolling. I was getting my boat off. She was telling me so long. I was on a boat that day. The river was rolling. I was getting my boat off. She was telling me so long.
Old Dominion on WRCL. Well, it wasn't too chilly in Sextonville yesterday after the Bears beat the Packers, but it was chilly on my side of the couch, that's for sure. But, oh well, that's the way it goes. Hank Bray and I will solve the Packers problems and tell some other jokes coming up here during our get-together a little bit later on today. You know, you have to be positive, you know, going to the playoffs and that kind of thing. And there are a lot of teams that aren't, and you have to be happy with the wins you have, but... When you think about it, they have the same record in the division as the Bears, 1-5. And there's some good teams, obviously. The Vikings and Lions are better, but still should have had at least another win or two, you know. And they didn't. Well, we'll see. It's a new year, though, beginning with the playoffs this weekend. Here's Jason Aldean.
I hear whiskey drink. I know it's been a while. Gotta talk to you, gotta catch you up on the hill I'm in right now. Yeah, whiskey drink. Now you won't believe the things I said, the way she left, the way they're leaving all the way down. It might take all night to get her off my mind. I need you one more time. Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. That you got my back, that you're in it with me till the bottle's empty, just like you always have. Well, come on, help me out,
oh, help me out.
Just get me by. I'd rather be hungover than cold sober, still hung up on goodbye. So come on, whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with, the way she is, or how bad I miss her now.
Let you see one thing for yourself.
But now you're off with someone else and I'm alone. You see, I thought that I might keep you for my own.
Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do.
Don't you think the time is right for us to find all the things we thought weren't proper could be right in time? And can you see which way we should turn, together or alone? I can never see what's right and what is wrong. Did it take too long to see?
Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do.
What you want, you've had your way, and all the things you thought before just faded in the gray. And can you see that I don't know if it's you or if it's me? If it's one of us, I'm sure we both will see. Oh, won't you look at me and tell me,
Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do.
Longer if I do, yeah, now.
Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you.
Pure Prairie League on WRCO. And Amy, how you doing after all these years? 717. Good morning.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Welcome to TriStar Gifts and More, where every gift tells a story. Whether you're shopping for a special occasion or just because, the selection of adorable and quirky items is sure to bring a smile to your face. Explore their wide range of candles, metal art, and more. Come experience a warm and welcoming atmosphere at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East, next to Dunkin' Donuts, Richland Center. Call them at 608-383-1280. TriStar Gifts and More, unique gifts and home decor that make every moment special.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two stage. Plus we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt in Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the snow. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
See the new Buick Envista at your local Buick dealer, Sleepy Hollow. The new Buick Envista crossover, a great car with great fuel economy at a great price. Starting only $23,990 and in stock now at Sleepy Hollow in Viroqua. Buick Enclave, Buick Envision, Buick Encore GX, and the all-new Buick Envista. At Sleepy Hollow Chevrolet Buick GMC, now your new local Buick dealer on Viroqua's north side.
Sleepy Hollow.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering GammaGuard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
On the line is my wife, June. June, you know, seriously, congratulations on your Bears getting the win yesterday.
Thank you, Phil. It's been a long time coming, and it was wonderful. It was exciting. It was a great game. Very unexpected out of my Bears, and I'll take it.
Did you think that maybe the field goal was going to get blocked there at the end of the game like it was earlier this year?
Well, of course. Anything that could go wrong, I felt would go wrong. Just like the fumble and Green Bay getting the ball back and scoring at the end there and figuring it was all over. It was going to be another heartbreaking loss. But, you know, I'm really excited about our new quarterback. And I think Caleb showed resilience and he got us right back in there where we could have a chance to win the game. So it was exciting. And Cairo came through this time.
All right. So what does this mean for me now? Can I get chocolate chip cookies today then? Yeah, you're in a good mood.
Sure.
Can I?
Yeah, sure, Phil.
Chocolate chip cookies? Wow. Okay.
Well, maybe.
Maybe, okay.
You know, I do have a job, and
yeah.
I do have other things to do, but yeah, I'll spoil you because your Packers lost.
Woohoo! All right. Well, thank you. Congratulations there, my love.
Thank you, dear.
There you go. Listen to that.
Look at that. You win anyway.
Chocolate chip cookies.
You lose and equals a win.
Woo!
What's Henry get?
Nothing. Maybe I'll bring you one. I'll bring you a chocolate chip cookie.
Just bring me a half one.
You and I were discussing, though, you know, if we could have radioed Coach LaFleur there.
Oh, I tell you what. Just some of the calls. He had a couple timeouts. Use them at the end there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hats off to the Bears because they went out and they played football.
Right.
But, again, okay, we go ahead with a field goal. You're only rushing three.
I don't get it.
On the quarterback. Yeah. A quarterback that's been sacked more than anybody in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then that last play where they completed the – we used to call it a three blind mice where you have three guys,
yeah,
you know.
Slant.
Yeah, yeah. And you knew that's a decoy.
Yeah.
You know it's going over the middle, and that's exactly what they did.
Yeah, without question.
But, oh, well.
Hats off to the Bears.
What do you do?
I don't know. What do you call a Bears victory, though?
I don't know.
A barely believable miracle. Sorry, June.
Careful, I'm not going to get them chocolate chip cookies.
Well, you may, but I probably won't.
What do you do?
I don't know. Why don't the Packers need a GPS?
I give up.
Because they never seem to find their own way to the victory.
hey,
you know, turnaround's fair play.
Yeah, yeah.
And my Chiefs really stunk it up.
Well, they didn't.
38. It doesn't. You know, I think, what? Here's the thing.
I think they played the janitor.
But you know what? People pay good money to go see these games.
I know
games.
I think the NBA has a rule where you have to have so many starters, like you can't just rest them. I think they did that a few years ago because for that exact reason, you're putting
right.
all this money,
yes.
and you're seeing, you know, the 15th guy off the bench.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know,
so,
I don't know.
Yep.
What do the Chicago Bears and a solar eclipse have in common, Phil?
I give up.
They both happen once in a blue moon.
No! No cookies.
No cookies, right.
There's Joanne. She thinks she's a Bears fan, I think.
Well, your good buddy from Saban just called and said June said you could have chocolate chip cookies. She didn't necessarily say where you would get them from. You might have to go to the bakery.
Oh.
Who said that?
His good buddy from Saban.
Oh.
Oh,
okay.
Nice job, Phil.
Nice job.
Yeah. What's the difference between the Packers and a dollar bill, Phil?
I give up.
You still get four quarters out of the dollar bill.
No!
And that's just what the Packers have been doing lately. Haven't been, I mean... Again, I can here's a top-notch question for you. NFC North record, Bears 1-5.
Mm-hmm.
Packers 1-5.
1-5. Yep.
It's just.
And you can say, well, we should have beaten the Lions.
Doesn't matter.
We should have beaten the Vikings, but should have.
Should have, would have done it.
Yep, exactly.
I mean.
Didn't. The other thing that I'll say is, and again, they're our rivals, but the Lions and Vikings, they took a step forward this year. And the Packers, I think, have taken a step backward.
I don't know if they've taken a step backwards. I don't think they move forward.
Well, that's a good point. Stayed in one spot. Yeah.
I think Jordan Love underperformed all year. That's just me.
I think the injury against Philadelphia had something. It kind of got him off on the wrong foot, so to speak. And he's not been as good as I thought he would be. But last year, you know, they had a couple of signature wins, and I haven't really had them this year.
No, so. and they have their hands full on Sunday.
Oof.
Well, the 3:25 kickoff, right?
What are the odds makers saying for that?
I don't know. I haven't seen the odds yet, so it's probably not good.
No.
So.
But, hey, at least they're there.
No, without we'll question.
See what happens.
It's been a good year. I mean, I like the Packers. I like the Chiefs. You know, I don't hate, you know, any team. The hate word is out of my vocabulary this year. So if I had to root for another team besides the Packers or the Chiefs, I would probably go for the Chargers. I don't know why. My mom is from San Diego. So,
oh, okay. All so, right.
Why did the chicken cross the road in rural Wisconsin?
I don't know.
To prove to the deer that it could be done in a safe manner.
And with that, we'll have more coming up. It's Chet's Chuckle on Monday, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crew necks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
Hey, Hank, why don't some couples go to the gym?
I don't know.
Because some relationships don't work out. Right?
Oh, I could say something right now, but I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
Right, yeah, you better. Yeah, it's better that way.
Yeah. I got up at 5 a.m. this morning, Phil.
Did you?
I did. Ran 4 miles, came back, made a pot of coffee.
Wow.
I did 2 loads of laundry, mopped, and vacuumed my floors. Mm-hmm. That's all I remember of my dream.
You were tired when
I
woke up.
I was tired when I woke up, yes.
Yes, I bet you were. I asked the librarian if the library had books on paranoia. She whispered, "They're right behind you."
Yes.
Help, the paranoids are after me.
The paranoids are after me.
Yes.
Hey, I once dated a girl who broke up with me because, you know, I only have 8 toes, right?
No, I didn't know that.
She was lactose intolerant.
Not bad. Oh, what do you do, Hank?
I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to, you know. Anyway, singing in the shower is fine until you get soap in your mouth, Phil.
True.
You know, then what happens? It's a soap opera.
Soap opera.
Yes.
Figaro.
Hey, that's Dial. Hey.
Yeah. Oh, I got quite a taste for that when I was growing up.
Get Mom?
My mouth washed out with soap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Mom said it was good for me.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
We usually had Zest at home. So
we had Coast, I believe.
Coast?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So it did wake you up.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But I think my mom never did that a lot. I think she did it once or twice, but it was, I don't even know if it was Dawn back then, but it lasted all day.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You could even blow bubbles out your nose if you're good.
You must have been really swearing.
Well, you didn't, you know, you did it once or twice and that was it. You always did it around your brothers.
Buddies.
Yes. And then if your parents caught you, that's what happened.
Right. Right.
So, but I remember the time where we would swear like with my two brothers. I have two brothers. And then when we got in trouble, they go, "Yeah, and he was swearing and everything, Mom." It's like,
oh no.
Yeah.
They ratted you out.
Nice job. Nice job. Thanks a lot, family.
How did the hacker escape the FBI?
There's no telling.
He ran somewhere.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the best I have. That was the best I had.
Well, what about my friend said that she wouldn't eat a cow's tongue because it came out of a cow's mouth, Phil.
Oh.
So I gave her an egg.
Oh, really? Oh.
Late night jokes.
Like a, sounds like a hee-haw joke there.
Once upon a time, there was a king who was only 12 inches tall, Phil.
Really?
Yeah. He was a terrible king, but he made a great ruler.
Isn't he? He was on the straight and narrow then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ran out of toilet paper the other day, Phil.
Oh, did you?
Now I'm using lettuce leaves. Yeah, today was just the tip of the iceberg, and tomorrow remains to be seen.
Oh, Hank.
Not any good.
Not getting any better.
Yeah, well, I do have a good kicker, though.
I'm getting out of the way.
Are you ready for
you
the
kicker? You got new shoes for Christmas, too.
I did, so yeah.
They're real boots.
Boots.
Lace them up. Yeah. That's nice. Those are nice, yeah.
All the stuff that you have to walk around in
yeah.
with you. So, anyway, are you ready for the kicker?
I'm bracing myself.
All right, buddy.
Go ahead.
Two rednecks are out hunting, and they're walking along and came upon a huge hole in the ground.
Huh.
They approach it and are amazed at the size of it. The first hunter says, "Wow, that's some hole. I can't even see the bottom. I wonder how deep it is." The second hunter says, "I don't know. Let's throw something down there and listen to see how long it takes to hit the bottom."
Okay.
The first hunter says, There's an old gearbox over there. Give me a hand and we'll throw it in and see." So they pick it up and carry it over and count 1, 2, and 3 and throw it in the hole. They are standing there and listening and looking over the edge, and they hear a rustling in the brush behind them. As they turn around, they see a goat come crashing through the brush, run up to the hole with no hesitation and jump in head first.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy goat. Yeah. While they are standing there looking at each other, then gazing into the hole and trying to figure out what it's all about, an old farmer walks up, Phil. An old farmer. "Say there," says the farmer, "you fellas happened to see my goat around here, did you? Anywhere here, did you?" The first hunter says, "Funny you should ask, but we were just standing here a minute ago and the goat came running out of those bushes doing about 100 miles an hour and jumped headfirst in this here hole." The old farmer said, "Well, that's impossible. I chained him to an old gearbox."
Oh!
Yes.
They got his goat.
They got his goat.
Yeah,
yep.
They did.
Yeah, they got his goat. And I hope I got someone's goat out there. I hope you're at least chuckling and shaking your head and say,
"Yeah,
why?
Like, why? Yeah, why, Henry?
Yes.
Why?"
Yep. So, anyway, you are on the road somewhere tonight?
Yeah, long trip.
Where you at?
Ithaca.
Oh, tough trip.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, be careful. That's a tough trip.
Thank you.
Boys or girls?
Watch out for the deer. Yeah, boys. Boys game tonight.
Well, you know the deer can get across safely because the chicken did.
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh, yeah.
I learned that earlier. Yeah.
So anyway, young man, have a great day. And everybody else out there, be kind.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Old Hank Bray.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Helping you build a better life. a member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online, too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you be.
Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person can have. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Reports of a little snow on the ground in some areas. In fact, just heard from Lone Rock. A little snow there, too. Nothing out our little window here at the WRCO studios yet. Now, this day in history, 1963, Wild Kingdom premiered on NBC. 1974, year-round daylight saving time began in the U.S. on a trial basis as a saving measure in response to the OPEC oil embargo. And in 1994, figure skater Nancy Kerrigan was clubbed on the leg by an assailant at Detroit's Cobo Hall. Four men, including the ex-husband of Kerrigan's rival, Tanya Harding, went to prison for their roles in the attack. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men's size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday, Forrest Gates. Happy 13th. Wow, a teenager from Grams and Pop. Also, have a great day today, Junior Hipsch. He's not a teenager anymore, I don't think. Have a great day, Junior, from Heidi and Aunt Shirley. Also to Junior Hipsch from the Hipsch siblings and nieces and nephews. If you see Junior today, wish him all the best. Have a great day, Jesse Brenneman from Lori and the Guys and Glenn Brander from Shell Station Coffee Clutchers. To Cassidy Leonard from Mom and Dad, happy 30 years old. Jill Vestuto's fan club has checked in from your friends at Arch Ancestors of Richland County Hills, also from the Daughters of the American Revolution. Have a great day, Jill Vestuto, from Jane and Jerry, and from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Happy birthday, Jill, from Leonard. Greetings today from the Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club to Darcy Willis. From the Bloom City Town Crier, we salute Jim Bindle and Lisa Clark. Richland Center Lions Club today saluting Brantley Eberhardt. Also to Sierra Shilgen and Eric Ritten. Have a great day today. And from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, happy birthday to Jesse Cadell, to Colin Johnson, also to Kaylee Harrington, and also to Bo Krieger, Nick Patch, and Steve Ryder, all celebrating today on the 6th of January.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver, all at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions.
today's MVP, Emily Neal's 70-inch TV. Because after watching her second-grade students yell at each other for hours, there's nothing Emily enjoys more than watching super-rich housewives also yell at each other. Why? Because those women are not her responsibility. And that's why her TV is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Right around the corner, our news update here on WRCO Radio. We're holding steady at 16 degrees, heading toward 24 a bit later on today. So stay tuned for that. Sports next hour as well. We'll have our trivia question of the day. We'll try and stump you as well right here. Dan and Shay on the radio with Bigger Houses.
Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world when my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you can chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses. For the rest of your life, greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses.
They put out some great tunes, Dan and Shay. That's called Bigger Houses. Coming up a little bit later on, we'll recap last night's Golden Globe Awards as well. I'm guessing the ratings might have taken a little bit of a hit with a big Vikings and Lions game on the air last night. So that was kind of the kicker. And we watched When Calls the Heart on Hallmark. Oh, it's back for another season. Exciting. Anyway, and that was about the extent of my exciting weekend. But nonetheless, Joanne has the news coming up next.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 14 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town & Country TV and Appliance. Partly cloudy, not too cold for January, a high of 24. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and chilly with a low of 8. Again, it is a cloudy 14 degrees in Richland Center.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town & Country TV & Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town & Country TV & Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A new era begins today in Richland County. After many years, Richland County Register of Deeds, Sue Triggs, has retired. Sue says she has a long career in clerical work.
After school, I worked for Affiliated University Physicians in Madison for, I believe, 3 years. I worked for Richland Building Systems for a year, and then I came here at the courthouse and worked as deputy for 16 years and have been registered for 30.
Triggs has seen many changes over the past 46 years with the county, including what was once siloed by county to becoming a statewide function.
In the Register of Deeds office, I remember when I started, we were handwriting things in books. And then we went to computer, then we went to scanning, and now there's a lot of e-recording that goes on and just a lot of electronic things that go on in the office. We process through the state, and you can get records statewide, any birth, death, and marriage. We can get everything from the state now, and you know, everything's sent electronically, like birth records are sent electronically to the state. Death records are verified through our office, but then that's all sent to the state, and same way with marriage records. It's all on record with the state, and we process through them.
She said the highlight of her career was when she became Register of Deeds. She never thought, however, that she would win election after election to serve 30 years.
But I always hoped if I did a good job and treated people right that they would continue to vote for me.
After serving the county for 46 years, she was asked what her future plans may be.
I hope to be able to visit my daughters in North Carolina a little more and spend time with my oldest daughter in Madison and, of course, help Joe on the farm and just do things I haven't had time to do for a while.
Sue Trigg's final day in office was yesterday. In November, Richland County residents elected Deb McCoy to serve as the county's Register of Deeds. Deb's term in office begins today. Wisconsin spring election will be held Tuesday, April 1st. It will include local officials and school board. 4 alderpersons on the Richland Center City Council are up for re-election. They are Karen Tepley, representing District 1, Wards 1, 2, and 3, Mark Chambers, representing District 2, Wards 4, 5, and 6, Melanie Walters, representing Districts 3, Wards 7, 8, and 9, and Steve Downs, representing District 4, Wards 10, 11, and 12. 4 residents have filed to run for alderperson in the City of Richland Center. They are incumbent Karen Tepley, Rachel Schultz in District 2, Wards 4, 5, and 6, incumbent Melanie Walters, and incumbent Steve Downs. Incumbent alderperson Mark Chambers has filed notification of non-candidacy. Area school boards will also be holding elections. Two seats are up for the election in the Richland School District. Area 2 West, covering the village of Boaz and the townships of Bloom, Sylvan, Marshall, Aiken, Dayton, Richwood, and Eagle, currently held by Aaron Unbehan. And Area 3 City, currently held by Neil Huntemer. Both are for a three-year term. Neil Huntemer has filed a notification of non-candidacy. Three seats are up for election in the River Valley School District. They are Area 3, which covers the town of Clyde in Iowa County, currently held by Jeff Meyer. Area 6, which covers the village of Spring Green in Sauk County, currently represented by Sarah Young. And Area 9, which covers the village of Plain in Sauk County, currently represented by John Bettinger. The Bosque Bell Area School District has two seats up for election. The seats currently held by Greg Luce and Jimmy Cuska. Luce represents Area 3, which includes all of the Bosque Bell School District's area north of the Wisconsin River in Crawford and Richland counties. Cuska represents Area 1, which includes the city of Bosque Bell. Both Luce and Cuska have filed notification of non-candidacy. Eligible residents who wish to run for the respective offices have until tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock to register for ballot access in the spring 2025 election. The necessary paperwork for candidacy can be obtained from the respective offices. Gunderson Bosque Bell Area Hospital and Clinics has announced the launch of Senior Life Solutions, a new mental health program designed to support older adults experiencing symptoms of depression, anxiety, or other emotional challenges often associated with aging. Senior Life Solutions provides outpatient services tailored to meet the unique needs of adults, typically 65 and older, who may benefit from enhanced coping and communication skills to improve their mental well-being. The program, located on the hospital's lower level, offers a comprehensive range of services, including group and individual therapy, psychiatric evaluations, and medication management. The dedicated Senior Life Solutions care team includes a board-certified psychiatrist, licensed therapist, a registered nurse, and other mental health professionals, all focused on improving the emotional well-being of older adults in the community. Older adults may benefit from the Senior Life Solutions program if they are experiencing anxiety, changes in appetite, difficulty sleeping, feelings of sadness or grief lasting more than 2 weeks, feelings of worthlessness or hopelessness, loss of energy or interest in previously enjoyed activities, recently experienced a traumatic event or loss of a spouse or close family member. Following an individual assessment, participants attend group therapy sessions up to 3 times per week in a supportive and encouraging environment. Individual therapy, medication management, and regular check-ins are also offered. If needed, the program also offers teletherapy services, allowing patients to get the mental health support they need from the comfort of their homes using a telephone, computer, or tablet device. Referrals can be made by anyone, self-referrals, primary care physicians, specialists, family members, friends, community groups, and nursing or residential facilities, and the program is open to both Gunderson and non-Gunderson patients. To learn more about Gunderson Bosque Bell Senior Life Solutions Program, call 608-375-6113. A Wisconsin statewide crime alert has been issued for a suspect in a triple murder in New Lisbon earlier last week. Virgil G. Thu, 47, is wanted through Wisconsin probation and parole and is now wanted for 3 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. Law enforcement officials say there have been 2 confirmed sightings of Thu in the New Lisbon area, but now believe he may have left the area. Authorities state that Thu is armed and dangerous, and if anyone sees him, they should not approach him and call 911. Anyone with information can also call the Juneau County Sheriff's Office at 608-847-5649. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the arrest of Joel Richard Davis, 44, of West Salem in the town of Liberty.
Saturday morning at approximately 5:15, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center received a report that someone was attempting to enter a private home located along State Highway 56 between Viroqua and Viola. The victims reported hearing cries for help outside of the home. At approximately 5:30, a male later identified as Davis was detained while the investigation continued. Davis appeared to be alone and did not appear injured. He was later arrested and booked into the Vernon County Detention Center. He is expected to appear in Vernon County Circuit Court today for a bail hearing. Formal charges will be sought through the Vernon County District Attorney's Office. On July 21, 2022, Joel Davis was sentenced to 4 years in state prison and 1 year of extended supervision as the result of a combined total of 4 felony convictions, ranging from felony bail jumping to possession of amphetamines with intent to deliver in Crawford, La Crosse, and Vernon counties. This past July, Davis was released on extended supervision in La Crosse County. Once notified of Saturday's arrest, the Wisconsin Department of Corrections issued a parole hold for Davis. Based on the training and observations of officers with years of experience, drug use is suspected to have been a factor in Saturday's incident. The American Red Cross is asking donors to give blood or platelets now to help those in need. Donors with type O negative blood and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now so patients can continue to receive the care they count on. Seasonal illness and the threat of winter weather can lead to lower appointment numbers and decreased donor turnout, making it tougher to keep the blood supply stable. Those who give regularly and those looking to give for the first time are encouraged to take 1 hour out of your day to help save lives with a blood or platelet donation. 3 blood drives will be held throughout the area this week. They include today's from 11:30 to 5:30 at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Baraboo, tomorrow from 9 to 2 at Baraboo High School, and Friday from 10 to 2:30 at American Legion Post 115 in Elroy. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We are now carrying Horse Guard Mineral, supplements for horses. This mineral comes in pellet or liquid form to help your horse with many needs from hoof, skin, allergies, weight gain, and things for senior horses as well. Free samples are available to try out. Stop in a Richland Center store for Horse Guard, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Monday, January 6th. David Dean Anderson, 65, of rural Boscobel, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held this Wednesday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church, Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations to St. John's are appreciated. The Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel, is assisting the family with arrangements. For David Dean Anderson, 65, of rural Boscobel. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanick, 92, of Muscadet, died Tuesday at University of Wisconsin East Park Medical Center in Madison. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, with burial to follow in St. John Nepomuk Cemetery, Castle Rock. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Thursday from 9:30 until the time of service at 10:30. The family requests memorials be directed to the Riverdale Food Pantry or the Muscadet Fire Department. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanick, 92, of Muscadet. James J. Tidrick, 88, of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home following a battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday, January 11th, at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. James J. Tidrick, 88, of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center. Michelle Lynn Duell, 54, of Avoca, died Wednesday at her home in Evansville. Private funeral services will be held at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will be held at a later date. Michelle Lynn Duell, 54, of Avoca. Bernard K. Ward, 88, of Muscadet, died Thursday in his sleep. A graveside service and celebration will be held in North Freedom in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Bernard K. Ward, 88, of Muscadet.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A big winter storm making its way from the lower Midwest to the nation's capital. ABC's Victor Okendo with the latest.
Snow falling down overnight in Virginia. The D.C. metro area expecting to see anywhere from 5 to 10 inches of snow. In Missouri, near blizzard conditions making roads treacherous. Police say more than 1,000 drivers were stranded Sunday due to weather-related crashes. At least one person was killed.
For most federal workers in Washington, it'll be a work-from-home day because of the snow. Not for members of Congress, though. They will be overseeing the counting of votes from the 2024 election. Extra security in place on the fourth anniversary of the January 6th attacks, spurred by Donald Trump's refusal to accept the results.